passing by in time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care. Caesarship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for the war. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, rain, they burn the kids. No one makes gun, trees, lie to your face. Selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. See their shit, force a bear. Fuck them back, that's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn the kids. No one makes gun, trees, lie to your face. Fight and die, cause God forgives. Yeah. Coming back around again.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV, the best little network on the internet. And it is the 7th day of September, and things just keep getting weirder. Anyways, I just got home, actually, 5 minutes ago or so. I got a call from a friend today asking if I wanted to go for a tour to London, Ontario. What am I going there for? And apparently John Schnurr, who is one of the people being hauled into court by the government over this milk raid that happened at Michael Schmidt's farm in 2015, was working on a house he bought. And board slipped or something, ran a skill saw through his hand. And so we went down to London to pick him up today, which was fine because I like the guy. He knows a lot of stuff. And so went down there. And so we've been on the road since about, 10 o'clock this morning. He lives way up Wyreton, which is out of our way. Got him home. And just got back here. And anyways, we picked him up in London at the hospital. he came out and he has a cast in his hand wrapped, an operation on it, and tried to tie some tendons and stuff, nerves back together. And the way they had his hand done up, they got him in a cast and then wrapped and everything, or his hands in a cast so don't move, and then the fingers and sticking out. The way it's wrapped, when he came out and I'm looking at it, it looked like his thumb was missing and his fingers looked awful short. And I thought, oh shit, he just run the saw and knocked his fingers all off. But we got talking about it on the way out, and he's got all his fingers and his thumb and everything. And he just run his kill saw through the palm of his hand. And lucky he didn't cut the whole damn thing off. But so they've been stitching it up and whatnot. So we had a good chat and a good lunch and all that kind of stuff. But it's a long haul. But we're home now. And that's a good thing. Where are we at here? There's a hurricane And I'm sure there's lots of people talking about the hurricane, and I'm sure there's lots of people talking about HAARP and all that kind of stuff. But remember, folks, there's nothing you can do about it. Okay, the hurricane's going to run its course, and that's that. And when it's over, the rebuild starts, and the amount of corruption that's about to take place, of donations being sieved off, and all the rest of the nonsense that always happens when there's a major storm. We saw what happened in Haiti. And if you're thinking about giving to the Red Cross, I ask you to think twice about that. The Red Cross is a bit of a nefarious outfit. So if you're going to donate money to the storm victims, be very careful about who you give the money to. You want the money to get where it's supposed to go. And most of the places you will be asked to donate to, the money will not get where it was supposed to get to. So keep that in mind. We wish everybody safety in the storm, and hope everybody's well. I'm sure there's some fatalities. Hopefully not, but I'm sure there is. And so, you know, fingers crossed, give them a prayer. But that's about all you can do. But I'm sure the internet is buzzing with you know, these are cooked up storms, which they quite possibly could be. But whether they are or they aren't, there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Which means, you know, if it is cooked up, then they got something else planned to keep you busy over here while they're doing something over there. We know how this works. So, you know, wish the best for these folks that are caught in a storm, but don't get caught up in it, okay? Because it's a waste of your time. We've got other things to deal with, like returning our countries into the hands of the people and get them out of these other jackasses' hands. Now, I'm trying to find something that seems to have thrown people into a bit of a tizzy that is this it here? I ran into some documents. You know, people are forever saying that the Muslims hate the Jews. And I'm personally getting sick and tired of it. When I try to explain it to people on Facebook and other places, they want to have a freaking heart attack. You know, the Jews are the good people. The Muslims are the bad people. Hey, you got a listener on your chat. Hey, Barry, how you doing, buddy? Barry Prince, I guess, has joined us in the chat from Terrace, British Columbia. Good man. And he's doing what we're all supposed to be doing, talking, teaching, and shining the light. But here's a document here that seems to irritate people, and it's... I've said for a long, long time that the Jews and the Muslims are working together on bringing the Muslims in and setting this nonsense up. And, you know, the Jews are involved in it because, you know, the Islamophobia thing is exactly the same template as the anti-Semitism thing. So you can't say anything about a Jew, and now you can't say anything about a Muslim. And these people are working together. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Here we have the, and this kills me because people, what are you talking about? The Muslims want to kill all the Jews. Really? Then why are they working together? You know? Now, don't make a mistake here. Both sides of this game, the ones that are playing the board, so to speak, the boys you don't see, the men behind the curtain, they will sacrifice on any side, anywhere, anytime to move the program forward. So sure, you know, we have I'm sure some Muslims who killed some Jews, but they're willing to sacrifice their own in order to they're just pawns. I mean, they don't care. These are the movers and shakers, and they will sacrifice their own to get what they want. And they will make divisions through deceptions in that, so that you play the one side against the other side, the old divide and conquer, just like religion, just like politics, in order to get what they want. So just so that people know that these people aren't exactly against each other, you know, take a boo at the CAJM, which is the Canadian Association of, I wish I had a drum roll, I don't, of the Jews and Muslims. Wait a minute, there's a Canadian Association of Jews and Muslims? Well, yes, there is. And it was established in June 1996. And our purpose is to bring members of the Jewish and Muslim communities in Canada closer together to promote positive interaction and to work together to counter problems faced by both communities. Our objectives are to learn, understand, and jointly work together in order to promote harmony between Canadian Muslims and Jews. Since September 11th, 2001, we know what that date was, we have been meeting regularly with reinvigorated sense of purpose to create a model in Canada for Jewish-Muslim bilateral cooperation in fighting the increase in hate crimes, stereotyping, backlash, discrimination, anti-Semitism, and Islamophobia faced by our communities. While CAJM has a strictly defined focus of dealing with issues of mutual concern in the most positive, productive, and constructive manner, we discuss a broad spectrum of world issues which may impact our two groups in Canada. Now, neither of these groups assimilate, okay? The Jews do not assimilate, nor do the Muslims. And both groups are Semitic. Oops. So for all you people out there that think the Jews and the Muslims are not working together, well, I'll just stick this in the chat. Then you can go through their site and deal with it. Because that's what this show is basically about. I don't like spending much time talking about right and left, because right and left is a deception, again, to divide and conquer the people. And I don't like to see people fighting against each other, especially when it's concocted. People need to understand that. There is no right and left. There is a group of people who are taking your nation down. That's what you got. And we have to come to terms with it. You may not like it, but well, that's just the way it is. Now, I'm going to stick this in here, and you can have a read on it if you want. And it kills me, you know. Like, I spend a certain amount of time on Facebook because I find it a good way to gauge what people are up to. And I know most of the Facebook sites that are left-right, you know, pro this, pro that, are set up as controlled opposition. Now, I've been kicked off an awful pile of Facebook sites specifically because I'm bringing to sites that are putting themselves up as sites that are concerned about something, but you can tell they're just controlled opposition. And once I start going too deep with them, hi, Delnick, you're out of here, which is expected. And it's the same thing with websites and blogs and all the rest of it. Most of it, the vast majority of it, is set up as controlled opposition. And people need to understand that. You gotta learn to read careful. Where did I put that? I have to go find it here. I was going to hit. Oh, here it is. This is brilliant. You know, I've been telling people for a long, long time that your churches are criminal outfits, basically. They're all working to convince these so-called Christians that they need get on board with sustainable development and basically Agenda 21, and they have to bring all these immigrants in or migrants in because they've been so hard done by and everything else, and they don't seem to realize that they were hard done by on purpose in order to create the damn migrants to flood the West with in the first place. But this is a brilliant site. I put it on my Facebook yesterday, and people's jaws dropped when they found out that the churches are all part of this problem. And it's a very good site to clue people in, and it's called Why a Common Word. So what they want to do is they want to take the Jewish word and the Christian word and the Islamic word and bring them all together under one umbrella. And none of them have anything to do with one another. Okay. None of them are compatible. But this is all part and part of the global world religion. And, so this site was kicked up by the Muslims and then sent out to the different churches and stuff. And let's see. So we have, this is what I put in here, basically, these Christian endorsements. So the Christians are endorsing the plan of the Muslims. And we have the St. Paul University clergy, the Minister Church of Lutheran Church of Sweden, United Kingdom. We have Pastor and President United Church in Australia, India, Capitol Heights Presbyterian Church in Denver, Colorado, Catholic Church United States, United Church of Christ, United States. Let's see, Boston College, United States, Church of the Holy Nativity, Honolulu, Director of the Office of the Black Catholic Ministries, Hartford, United States, Pastor of United Methodist Church, United States, Minister of Presbyterian Church, USA, United States, and it goes on and 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 on. And these people are all on side with the idea of bringing the joining. They're all so happy that the Muslims have put this together so that we can all come together. Well, problem is the... And these are the links I'm looking for. This is a whole list of these people, but somewhere in here are links to the different churches. But this goes on. What have I got here? I got 281. Churches from the Netherlands, Switzerland, United States, Jordan, Australia, India, South Africa, all over Hell's Half Acre, who are on board with this nonsense. And if I just do this quickly and go to... let's see, where the hell did I do that? There's my Facebook. I just took one little piece of I think it's from the Presbyterian Church in Canada. And this really dropped some jaws when I put this in. But I've been telling people this for years, and they don't want to hear it. Well, you got to deal with it, folks. Right? It's that freaking simple. It has got to be dealt with. So this is just a paragraph or two out of the, if it opens here. Okay, and this is the Presbyterian Church of Canada. In a broken, divided, and violent world, this appeal from Muslim leaders has a terrible urgency to it. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, and as the Presbyterian Church in Canada, and as a member of the World Alliance of Reformed Churches and the World Council of Churches, this is all UN, and Vatican shit, we respond with enthusiasm and without hesitation to this timely call. We pledge ourselves not only to find ways to cooperate and to coexist peacefully with other faiths, but to pursue ways to promote reconciliation between Christians and Muslims, and with Jews, who are also people of the book, who we believe ought to be a vital part of our common pursuit of peace and justice. Like I said before, the Jews don't assimilate, Muslims don't assimilate, we have all of these so-called Christian churches, which is no different than the Jesuits. I mean, they use templates. Okay, so instead of the Jesuits now, we have the Muslims, the Jews, and working together. But, you know, if you ever read the Jesuit Oath, it basically, I don't have it in front of me, but basically says that, you know, you're to infiltrate the Christian churches and become ministers and pastors and whatnot, and preach to these people, even though you want them all dead. And that's why, after the Reformation, Catholics were not allowed to be government. You couldn't elect a Catholic for the longest time. They were basically told to piss off, because it was a Geneva Bible that the pilgrims brought with them on the Mayflower and that. And that's what the Reformation was all about, was to stick a fork in the eye of Rome. And the Reformation hammered Rome pretty hard. Because of it was basically Babylon. And Rome has risen again. And now the churches are all infiltrated with New World Orders kind of people. And they're preaching to their congregations. And they're deceiving them, and now they're moving to this thing. And this, you know, Islam, you know, the definition of Islam is submit. So, you know, this is what the whole deal is. They're gonna they kick the Christian faith out of the country for all intents and purposes. They're gonna replace that vacuum or that void with Islam. Which with Islam is not a religion, it's a state, and with that state comes Sharia law, and you will submit. That's not getting along with one another, folks. Okay, that's an invasion, that's a destruction of our society, it's a genocide of our society, and all of these Christian churches are working hand in hand with those who are playing this game on us to destroy our nations. And it's all Catholic. So where they weren't allowed to be in government before, they've got a hold of us again. And we need to pay attention to it. But I will throw this this link to that in... find it again here. And we have the Muslim 500. You know, we have these other clubs, you know, the 100, the 300, the 500, the 1,000, which are the manipulators And the Muslims have their own club of 500, which is another deal here. So you can look around this site and be disgusted with what your so-called Christian faith is doing to destroy your nation. And it's quite disgusting. And we need to bring that to the forefront. Most people have no idea. Comments I got on my Facebook, like the people are freaked out. I think this is from 209 or something. So, you know, take a boo at it. And so you have your Christian endorsements up at the top, and then you have your Christian responses on the sidebar, Jewish responses, and a whole bunch of other crap in here. And but this is all, you know, Vatican UN stuff that people need to be aware of. You know, when we say the enemy is inside the gates, we mean the enemy is inside the freaking gates. I don't know how, why that is so difficult for people to understand. Cicero said that, what, way back in 40-something B.C. or something, that a standing army is less to be feared, because a standing army, like when Paul Revere riding around his horse going through the villages and the towns going, the British are coming. Well, the people instantly knew the enemy was coming to their gates, and they needed to do something about it. And they did. When the enemy is inside the gates, then as Cicero said, you know, they walk in the halls of our legislatures. They look the same. They speak the same. They sound the same. They dress the same. Okay? But they're working against you. So the enemy is inside the gates. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And the fact that each of our countries is a signatory to the United Nations, which have their international lawyers playing away. And your politicians who do not take an oath to serve you, serve them. And what they have planned for us is not pretty. And I have a Jewish Muslim just called in. I know. What do you mean a Jewish Muslim? Well, I got a Jewish Muslim here on the line, I think. And it's a how you doing, Chris?
Hey, bud.
You're not a Jewish Muslim, are you?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm so confused anymore.
Oh, don't be confused. It's just what it is.
You know? I notice there's a hundred and...
Being a construction guy, be glad your name ain't John.
Yeah.
His hand's messed up large, man.
Yeah.
He'll get over it.
There's I read this morning before I went to work, and it poured rain, so I actually got a little bit of the day off, which was kind of nice, but kind of not. But anyways, I read before I left, 140,000, I think it's Burmese. It was really quick. I had to read it really quick and run. 140,000 minorities in Burmese or one of them places.
Mm-hmm.
Minorities are now refugees.
Yeah.
And now the first thing I thought of is, oh, so now Canada gets another 140,000.
We'll get a bunch of them. You know, we'll get a bunch of them.
I don't really respect Trump too much, but if the suggestion I like is like, this has got to stop.
Well, yeah, it does got to stop. Will it stop? Well, not unless we stop it. You know, that's the whole deal here. It's got to get stopped. I saw something out of Florida not a hurricane, but I saw a teacher on her knees on the table, and she was teaching grade six, I think it was, students on how to attach and use a strap-on dildo. And we know that's coming this way as well. It's absolutely disgusting what's going on out there. I mean, if you're a parent, like you got a problem mentally or something, like to leave your child in a public school system is to say, I don't like my kid. It's that simple. You let them fire all these needles into your child. They let, you got them teaching your children the most ridiculous things that could ever be imagined. It wasn't that many long years ago that if someone in the neighborhood was teaching grade sixers how to attach and use a strap-on dildo, that person would be called a pervert and taken off to jail. And now they're teachers that your tax dollars pay for.
Well, they'd be in protective custody in jail.
Right, exactly. Because if they were in the general population, they'd be beat to a pulp.
Yeah, oh no, they'd be dead.
Well, some guys are different. They beat them to a pulp, let them heat up, heal up, and beat them to a pulp a few more times, right? And then kill them. Sometimes killing is too quick.
And now we do this on the streets, and it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I had fun coming down the street, though. One of my neighbors was walking a dog, and I was talking to another guy on the street, and she's walking up the street with this dog, and she's, how's it going? I said, what are you doing? She goes, what? I said, get away from me. Right? What? Get away from me. Get that thing away from me. And she goes, what? That dog. What? She goes, I usually pet it. And I said, I'm a Muslim now. Get that filthy animal away from me. Right? She's going, what? I'm just kidding. But this is the kind of bullshit that's going on, right? I see out in Langley, B.C., somebody, not Langley, Pitt Meadows, B.C., is hanging posters around town, or 11 by 17 sheets of paper, whichever, with a logo of Pitt Meadows government on it to make it look official, telling people not to bring their dogs near Muslims, right? And I guess the city's busy out there pulling these things down, saying, we didn't print this shit. No, but you're gonna abide by it, right? So whose country is this? I mean, I don't know. I thought it was our country, but that was some time ago. But we got to get it back.
But don't they have that? Oh, geez, there was something about language. McDonald's apologized for telling everybody in their stores, and then, you know, we all love McDonald's, of course, but the point is McDonald's said everybody that's working for us must speak English, and apparently that raised Cain, and McDonald's had to apologize for suggesting that everybody in their store that worked for them during store hours had to speak English. So McDonald's came out with an apology.
What kind of racist crap is that?
I know.
Yeah. What? Speak English in Canada? No, I'm appalled. I am absolutely appalled.
You know, I almost started eating at McDonald's again when they did that. You know, I respected them for that. Like, come on, man. You're in Canada here. We speak English. You can't speak Hispanic when you're dealing with a customer. You know, you gotta speak the language of a country. Well, they human rights complaint. So McDonald's had to apologize. So now I guess we gotta learn 50 different languages to go eat at McDonald's now.
Well, I don't, because I don't eat at McDonald's.
No, but you know, you get the point.
Yeah, I know I get the point. We stopped for gas on the way down to London today. And this guy's from India, and we got talking about gas prices and that, and he was telling us about India, You know, like we said, we were talking and we were saying, you know, like all this is bull crap and these guys are just taking advantage of everybody. He says, you know, he said, we figured out like there's 10 people run India, right? And he was yammering on about this, right? Like they keep everybody broke and everybody working like a dog, and there's like 10 people run India. And they just feed off of the people, and they're like a gazillion billionaires. And the rest of the people are dirt. And I said, well, welcome to Canada, right? Same crap. You know, it's not that good. But I got to tell you, when I put that thing in there from the Muslims inviting the Christians and the Jews to join up, there was some really ticked off people on my Facebook because they thought they were going to Christian churches. And go, surprise, they're all agents, right? All of them. And so vacate that. Vacate the politics, vacate the churches, vacate the schools. Now we can start thinking about what we need to do. But as long as we allow ourselves to be entangled in this nonsense, then we're not going anywhere except downhill. Now, John, who lives out in the country, we're taking him up to his place today. And I was telling him about some of the stuff Enos was telling me about these M&R regulations and that. And John got on about it as well up in there. And he says, you know, like the plan, he knows Agenda 21. He knows, private property is not sustainable and all that stuff. But he was telling us some of the new rules and that they're bringing in up in his neck of the woods. And it's absolutely ridiculous, right? I mean, they are taking the lands. And people say, well, this is mine. No, it's not. What you purchased was the a right to enjoyment of the land. You didn't buy the land, you purchased the right of enjoyment for the land. And because it's registered and we own it, the Crown owns it, you don't own it, we can run you off it now. And that's exactly what they're doing. We're coming through all these little towns coming home, you know, 800 to 1,200 people kind of thing, and you know, those used to be vibrant towns and they're dying now. And, you know, these used to be agricultural towns where, you know, you had a farm every 100, 200 acres. You had a family, a house, barns. And now it's just open space. You know, you might see a bunch of pig barns or a bunch of cattle barns or turkey barns, whatever. But there's no money coming to these small communities anymore. And, you know, so I was telling John, I said, I just got an idea. My wife's a pretty good photographer. I said, maybe we'll do as a coffee table book, and we'll call it Future Ghost Towns of Canada, because that's exactly what they're going to become, because they're killing these towns on purpose, run people into the cities, and the corporations are taking over the cities. And it's all about numbers, right? And it's all about cost per unit. And that's all we are, is entities, units. And the more they can crowd into a smaller place, the less cost per unit. And as the corporations take over, which they're doing now already out west in Calgary and Edmonton, is making them, changing them from municipalities into city-states. And they're only going to do this to the major population areas, and all funding will go into those areas, and the outlying areas will be starved until they can't exist anymore, and then they will be forced into the cities as well. And this is a bad thing, right? A very, very bad thing. Or as Rockefeller says, somebody's got to take place of the government, and business kind of seems to be the obvious entity to do it, huh? And that's exactly what they're doing. So how do we push it back? Well, we got to get active, because we're not going to push it back if we're not active. One thing that surprises me though lately is I haven't been thrown in Facebook jail for a while. And They're back to calling me anti-Semitic again after putting some of this stuff in about the Jews and the Muslims being hooked up together. And, you know, which is fine with me. I don't have a problem with that. But I'm surprised I haven't been chucked in. You know, I haven't been in Facebook jail. They were throwing me in Facebook jail on a regular freaking basis there for a while. Like I just get out of jail and make a post. And damn, I'm back in jail again. But they haven't been bothering me lately. I don't understand why.
You're doing something wrong.
Well, I don't know. I ain't stopping anyways. And I love this. This has got to be one of my favorite things I've ever seen on the internet. And I put this in, I don't know, it was Tuesday or whatever. I just love this. Because people were ragging on me. I had two of them at once. Because I put up made up one of these, what do you call them, memes, and I have a bunch of pictures at the top of it with Trudeau in his Islamic gear, and then I have Trudeau and the immigration minister all friendly and smiley. And I forget what I said on that. And I got people just beating on me saying that what I was saying was incorrect. And I go, well, no, it ain't. Not incorrect at all. And I said, you know, this is the Muslim minister of immigration. And people are saying, well, he's not a Muslim. And what the hell are you talking about? And they're going, nowhere in his bio does he say he's a Somali. He doesn't say he's a Muslim. So I had to shut him up. And where is that thing anyways? This thing I put up with Trudeau has pissed off lots of people. PM Trudeau with Muslim Minister of Immigration. And they're calling us all white supremacists. So I thought, well, okay, wait a minute. Who are the supremacists here? And so I just put, you know, you want to turn the tables on them. So I'm not a white supremacist. I just happen to be born in the country and care about it. So I put in Trudeau as an Islamic supremacist. And we have some little pictures at the bottom here. Radical Islam, just death to America, death to Israel, which is a good one. Death to the West. And then Trudeau, these Muslims are all in headgear and that. And got their swords and their guns raised up. And then we have Trudeau in a white shirt, holding a rose like his daddy did, with something written on his shirt, Islam's good or whatever. And that was causing me some flack. And so I went and found the story. And it's good because when people are ragging on me, I don't rag back at them. I just like to clue them in. I figure it's always a good way. They're either trolls or they're stupid and don't read anything. And so, you know, they're saying, you know, they're absolutely sure that this guy is not a Muslim. So rooting around, I found the Jewish and Muslim MPs Christmas dinner renewed my faith in Canada. Well, Jews and Muslims don't celebrate Christmas, so why are the Jews and Muslim MPs having a Christmas dinner? And why is it only Jewish and Muslim MPs having Christmas dinner? And who is it that renewed my faith in Canada? Oh, I see a Jew. And so here we have a lovely picture of the Jews and the Muslims having after the Christmas dinner, having a nice picture taken, and there's that little cow. That came up with that Islamophobia Bill 103, or the motion. And at the back of the crowd, there's the immigration minister. So I just plugged this into these people's Facebooks and said, well, I know this guy ain't a Jew, and I know this dinner is only of Jews and Muslims, so guess what your immigration minister is? And I never heard from these clowns again. But it's such a lovely picture. I'll stick it back in the chat because people have to understand what the hell is going on here. And that one lady was ragging on me about, you know, Jews. Here's reverse racism. This lady's ragging on me, and she says, "Well, I thought this was a this Facebook was exclusively anti-Muslim." Well, wait a minute. You're pissed off because I'm tying the Jews and the Muslims together, and you tell me the Jews are really good people. And I'm not talking about individual people, okay? I'm talking about the players, the guys that are above Joe average, the same as the white people have, the guys above Joe average, who are running the show. But, you know, this spells it out just way too good, because there they are. There's no Christians invited to the Christmas dinner. Just Jews and Muslims who don't celebrate Christmas. Ooh. Written by a Jew. So, you know, she's ragging away at me about, well, the Jews, you know, they never were involved in genocide or slavery. Really? So it took me all of what, 30 seconds to find a Orthodox Jewish, whatever you call it, Jewish preacher guys, spilling his guts about Jews and slavery. Oops again. So, you know, people have these weird ideas that have been fed into their heads over the years, and they believed it. You know, tell about lie big enough and repeat it often enough, and people will believe it. Even the people who don't believe it will eventually succumb to it, because they're getting so much negative coming back at them that they just give up. All right, whatever, you know. The Jews are clean, the Muslims are clean, the Christians caused all the problems in the world, yada, 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 yada. Well, yeah, if you think about the Christians, but see, this is another problem, and I don't like religion any more than I like politics. I don't like either one of them, because they're both criminals. And they hurt people, and they divide people, and they conquer people, and I got no use for either one of them things. And people got to come to terms with that. And maybe it hurts some people's heads. I don't know. And I can't do anything about it. I mean, I didn't write any of this stuff. Right? I didn't say any of this stuff. They do. Now, if I repeat it, you jump on me. I didn't write it. And I don't know how it is so difficult for you when you have a group of MPs celebrating Christmas dinner, which they don't, and nobody else is invited of all the MPs in the country. Only Jewish and Muslim MPs are invited. And you're telling me that the Muslims want to kill all the Jews. Well, if that's true, then why are they having dinner together? They're co-conspirators. But you got the people going, oh no, the Jews were persecuted. The Jews were all killed in Auschwitz and yada, yada, yada. Really? Really? Then what are these people doing working together? You know, I have people saying that Hitler hired all Muslims for the army so that they could go after the Jews because the Muslim hit the Jews. Who writes this shit? And people believe that stuff. Why? You're either a player or you can't read. The point is that everything that they intend to do, they write it down. Why do they write it down? So that we have a chance of consenting or not. Now, it's not on your TV set, and it's not in your newspapers, but they wrote it down. And if you're silent, silence is consent. And as Warburg said in 1950 at the Senate hearings, we will have world government by, and he was a Jew, by consent or by conquest. It doesn't get much easier than that, folks. Okay? We are under attack. Oh, no, Canada's the best country in the world. Really? Well, yeah, I mean, well, look at Haiti. All right, what's Haiti got to do with here? Right? You know, we have not a great country. Every time I had to go to a grocery store or a corner store, or it doesn't matter where I seem to go, I go buy my groceries. Would you like to give $2 to the community center or community living? Why? Isn't community living a government agency? Well, yeah. Well, they call them. Why does any outfit in this nation need anybody's donation? We're the richest. I mean, absolutely bar none, the richest place on the freaking planet. You wouldn't know it. You'd think we're in Haiti because everybody's running around. Would you like to give a donation? Would you like to give a donation? Would you like to give a donation? And, you know, people got to, you know, take a little wider view. I don't think people know, one, how big this country is, two, how small the population is, and three, how much resource we have here, and that there should be nobody living on a street in this country. There should be nobody hungry in this country. There should nobody be wanting for anything in this country.
The only people not living on the street are the ones that are coming in illegally. The ones that are here.
Oh, you racist bastard, you.
Yeah, the ones that are here, you know, and you know what you get in comments on the mainstream is, well, if you feel so much for them, why don't you donate your time and your money? I do to my government because my government taxes me for doing that. But unfortunately, it is not for true blood Canadians. But it's not, right?
Well, no, you're
but
just.
They but they want, they expect you to, you know, put your money where your mouth is. No, I would, but the government's already taken it.
They sent it.
House them and feed them and give them checks and
they got
doing nothing for 20 years.
They got families living in hovels and this and that and we're shutting this down. We're shutting this down. It's old age people. We can't afford it anymore. And then you throw $500 million to this country and $500 million to that country. $780 million to the global fund to fight disease in third world countries. But when you track that, the global fund just happens to fund the Clinton Foundation. Oops, you weren't supposed to see that. People should be absolutely up in arms in this country. And people are getting irritated. I would not be surprised. And I'm not advocating it in any way, shape, or form, but I would not be really surprised if Trudeau was the first prime minister in this country to leave office feet first. Although I did say that about Obama, and he managed to hang in there for 8 years. So the general population is completely dumbed down. Like for 8 years, Obama was the president of the United States. For 8 years, I kept tripping over stuff constantly. You know, Obama wasn't born in this country. He can't be the president. Well, then how the hell are you leaving in there for 8 years? I don't think our forefathers would have put up with that crap. You know, 8 years of this nonsense, and they're still talking about his paperwork not being legit. He's not the prime. He's not the president anymore. What do you care? Right. And why is Obama getting as much or more press? Obama's getting positive press, and the president is getting negative press. I guess that's just a holdover. It's ridiculous. But and I don't wish anybody any harm. But some of the comments that I'm seeing on my Facebook are getting rather heated. Like that video in Saskatchewan where he's yammering on about the Muslim holiday, there was some very ugly reaction to that and for a reason. So we're getting some pretty heated, comments. So I really hope somebody doesn't go off half-cocked and do something really stupid. I would personally like to see Mr. Trudeau put in the stocks and trucked around the countryside and see if we can't reduce the deficit or raise some money for the poor people by selling tomatoes or other rotten fruits and vegetables in the town squares across the nations with Trudeau and his crew in the stocks like they would do in the old days. I think we could probably raise quite a bit of money for those who are living destitute in this nation.
I wasn't thinking stocks. I'll slow down on building my hemp rope.
Well, that's at the end of the tour. That's the end of the stock tour.
Okay.
So we want to raise the money first, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then we'll have a grand gallows gathering or something and do whatever it
is. I'm building those too, by the way.
Huh?
Yeah, I actually got one in the backyard. I'm not joking you. I'll send you a picture.
Do you really?
Yeah. It's already built.
Is that where you hang the rabbits?
No, it's what I use actually for my kids to dive into the pool.
Oh, okay.
Into a gallows. Just for...
Anyways, I think we're going to run out of time here pretty quick. I'm going to go get a bite to eat. I've been on the road since 10 o'clock this morning. And man, did it, like you're saying, man, did it pound rain down. Holy lifting. Another reason I'm glad I'm not in the city, we didn't get a block into London. Or just before we got to London, they had a bridge tore out, which slowed us down. And we just got the first stoplight in London. And there's a car smashed across the street. Traffic accident. I don't think anybody got too badly hurt, but there's parts all over the street. Which makes me happy that I live in the countryside. And I want to stay in the countryside. I don't want to be run into the city. And all you country folks, we're going to have to get active, because the people in the city, I don't think, have the capacity any longer to stand up for anything. So I do believe that the rebirth of this nation is going to take place by those in the rural areas. At least I hope so. Because the city folk, I don't think, got a clue anymore. I really don't think so. Maybe there's some, but for the most part, I think it's the people in the rural areas that are being pushed in a way they've never been pushed before, and hopefully they can get their act together and stand up and say, you know what, I don't think so. Ain't going to happen. And you're not going to push us off our land. So, everybody have a good night.
Selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line. Nope. Lower class and social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Censorship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for they warm. They shoot, they kill, they massacre rain. They burn the kids, no one makes gun. Trees, lie to your face.
My name is S.M. Gibson, and I am the host of Anti-